operation and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Skywatch for Monday, July 12th. Heads up, the next 4 days are excellent for high priority calls, travel, and business. Now is the time to place orders, make decisions, and to get things moving in your life. We'll start walking uphill next week, and you'll find it harder to sustain your position as the planets lock up in squares and oppositions. Let the moon enter Leo at 5:53 a.m. before you tackle the hard job. Green lights come on at this moment. Good vibes are in the air as the moon then trines friendly Uranus at 6:49 a.m. A stellar moon-Jupiter trine follows at 11:05 a.m., encouraging agreement and harmony. It's a good time to close a sale. Luna then meets Gabby Mercury in the heavens at 3:49 p.m., late Monday afternoon, and you'll get an earful. Quiet hours follow as the sky watch clears and times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Welcome to Seeing Beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen, your host. And as always, it is great to be with you, especially when we're talking about us and our health. And we're going to be doing that today. This is an especially important program, as joining us are Carolyn Gazella and Dr. Lise Ulschuler. They're co-authors of the best-selling book, The Definitive Guide to Cancer. Carolyn is the publisher of the Natural Medicine Journal and has written hundreds of articles for both consumers and healthcare professionals on the topic of natural medicine. Dr. Lise Ulschuler is a naturopathic physician specializing in cancer. Both Carolyn and Dr. Ulschuler are also cancer survivors. And very importantly, they're both going to be sharing their stories with us today. So I'll tell you, this is going to be poignant and it's going to be important. Ladies, welcome to Seeing Beyond.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's so good to have both of you here with us. Well, first of all, let me congratulate both of you on Random House's recent release of your best-selling book, The Definitive Guide to Cancer. Why did you write this book?
Well, you know, this is a very passionate issue for both of us. As you alluded to earlier, we each have a strong personal experience with cancer, which we'll tell you about. But really, more than that, we are very motivated to help transform cancer care in this country to one that is embracing of all approaches to cancer, both complementary and conventional. And this book is really unique in that space because it articulates how to safely and effectively, using the available evidence, combine natural therapies with conventional therapies. So we are very excited about the book. We're excited to give people information to empower them to speak with their physicians and really change the way they experience this illness.
Well, of course, we're streaming this program live on KESTradio.com. It'll also be archived on the Listen section of our Seeing Beyond website. But if you're a listener right now who knows somebody who has recently had a diagnosis or perhaps is going through some kind of treatment, give them a call and let them know that these two people are on the program and we're talking about The Definitive Guide to Cancer. Well, I love that. Now, Dr. Lise, I want to ask you, first of all, to define our terms here. I think most of our listeners know what a naturopathic physician is, but I think it's always good to redefine that, and especially from your point of view. Is that a medical doctor? What is a naturopathic physician?
A naturopathic physician is somebody who's gone through pre-med and then attended a 4-year naturopathic medical school. So our training in the science of health and disease is very similar to that of a conventional medical doctor, but where our training is and our approach is really different is in encompassing a holistic paradigm. So we are trained to utilize diet, natural supplements, and other lifestyle interventions to help treat disease. And in the case of, I'm a naturopathic oncologist, so I actually apply all of that to the area of cancer care.
Wow, I love that. And I always say to my listeners, please go the most natural way. I mean, you can always go the most allopathic way in the end if the other things don't work well for you, but seriously, start with the least invasive first. Now, do naturopathic physicians also do some kind of manipulation, some kind of hands-on treatments?
We do. We have a very broad umbrella of therapies, actually. So, and just to your words are spoken like a true naturopathic doctor, we actually talk about a ladder of intervention and really try to utilize therapies that are the least interventionist first.
Mm-hmm.
And move up the ladder as needed. So on the sort of lower tiers would be included various manual medicine techniques, as we call them, kind of a variation of adjustment therapy, different kinds of physical medicine, massage type of therapy. So we definitely include that as well as some of the more biologically based therapies like nutritional recommendations, dietary supplement recommendations, herbal recommendations.
Well, Dr. Alshuler, you probably know this, but I recently read a book. I'm not kidding you. It was so thick I could barely carry it around, biography of Edgar Cayce. And in that book, you know, he had so many amazing treatments of various people. He was called the Sleeping Prophet, and he would be able to see people even in different countries and advise them, and almost always successfully. And he definitely recommended the kind of medicine you do, and especially the what did you call it, the manual medicine. Mm-hmm. He felt like adjusting somebody, getting them into alignment was one of the first steps in care. So I think that is really important. Now, I want to go to Carolyn for just a moment and talk about the fact that you're the publisher of the Natural Medicine Journal. What is that, and how can our folks get a hold of that?
Well, it's actually a peer-reviewed journal for healthcare professionals, but the good news is, thanks to our sponsors, it's free, so it's an open-access website, so even consumers can log in, enter their email, and they'll get the journal every month. So you just need to go to naturalmedicinejournal.com and enter your email. And in addition to the Natural Medicine Journal, I also publish a series of booklets and books, and I also do an extensive amount of writing, just as I did with this book on cancer.
Well, we're going to be sharing, having you share both of your stories, and I'm sure they're both poignant, as I said earlier. But Carolyn, how did you and Lise happen to get to know each other? How did you become, working partners, should we say?
Well, I mean, that's really an interesting story. Lise was doing some writing for a journal that I was publishing, and she had been writing for me for, 6 or 8 years, and I had never met her in person. But when I had this opportunity to write the book on cancer, I was able to select my co-author. And I heard her speak in Arizona, and I just was like, okay, this is the person that I need to write this book with. So I approached her after that presentation about writing this book with me, and it has been just a wonderful working relationship. Lise is just this compassionate healer, and she just brings so much to her work in addition to understanding the science and having that aspect.
Then what a coincidence or synchronicity that you both had cancer too, and we're going to be sharing that story with our listener. The book is called The Definitive Guide to Cancer. So, Lise, where can our listeners procure that book?
Well, this book is available at bookstores nationwide, and it's also available on Amazon.com. And I'll just make mention again of the fact that this is the third edition. It's a soft cover book. The second edition is also still available, so it's important to look for the third edition since this is entirely revised, updated, really a new book, same concepts, but a new book.
Well, and I've got a very special offering for you Seeing Beyond listeners. Speaking of procuring the book, you're going to get a free copy of Carolyn Gazella and Dr. Lise Alshuler's book, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, for only $5 more with the purchase of 2 60-count boxes of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. And that $5, I'm sure, is to help with the shipping and the handling. Just call 1-866-999-3006 today. That's 1-866-999-3006. This is a very special offer for you, Seeing Beyond listeners. So you're going to get the book, Definitive Guide to Cancer. You're going to be purchasing the 260-count boxes of Dr. Hero's Probiotics 12+, which I take daily myself. It is my absolute favorite probiotics, and I do want to thank them for sponsoring this program today. Well, we're going to take a brief break, and we're going to be coming back, and we're going to be talking about their stories. I think that the story is the greatest teacher. You've heard me say that so many times before. If you want to find out more about Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+, go to essentialformulas.com. And listen, we want to stay connected with you ladies. Do you each have a website? Lise, what's your website?
My website is drlise.net. That's drlise.net.
All right. And what about you, Carolyn?
Mine is just my name, Carolyn Gazella. So that's KarolynGazella.com.
All righty. And again, the number for that special offering, remember the name of the book, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, 1-866-999-3006. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
What's the best diet to detox your body? It's the Fast Track Detox Diet, and you can learn all about it this Wednesday night at East West Bookstore in Mountain View. If you're a holistic practitioner looking for more clients, be sure to catch Corin and Jacobs on Thursday. On Friday, Lila Devai presents a program on flower essence for women. And on Saturday and Sunday, join David Elliott, author of The Reluctant Healer, to unleash your own healing potential. More at eastwest.com.
Lisa Barnett, the Akashic Record Expert, will be here on Seeing Beyond this Wednesday, July 14th, 8 to 9 a.m. She will explain all about the Akashic Record, your soul's journey through all its lifetimes, and how this divinely guided work can bring more abundance into your life, solve relationship issues, and even help you find your soul's purpose. Lisa is offering an amazing $40 discount on her private one-on-one consultations. That's for you, Seeing Beyond listeners only. So call her now to schedule 415-492-0260. That's 415-492-0260. Or go to akashicknowing.com. This is Bonnie Colleen, and I want to especially thank our longtime sponsors, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. By the way, you can purchase those at Dave Stoddard's store, Apple Health Foods in Redwood City. And there is a link right to their website and an ad for them at the very top of our Seeing Beyond website. And the name of the company is Essential Formulas Incorporated. The name of the probiotic is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 plus. Well, ladies, welcome back. I understand that you are both cancer survivors, so first of all, many, many kudos and congratulations. Tell us a little bit about your personal stories. Which one of you would like to start?
I think I'll start. This is Carolyn. because mine actually came first. So from a sequential standpoint, it makes sense for me to start. My story begins with my sister, who was diagnosed with breast cancer when she was 35.
Oh, my goodness.
And then our mom died of advanced pancreatic cancer when she was only 58.
Oh.
And then I was operated on for ovarian cancer just 2 days after I turned 33. Now, the shocking thing about all of that...
That's way too young for all of you. That's shocking.
Well, here's the kicker. That all took place in less than 8 months. So there was my sister, we lost our mom, and then me with ovarian cancer, and it all happened in less than 8 months.
And I'm telling you, when I hear the word ovarian cancer, I just get chills up and down my spine. How old were you?
33. I had just turned 33.
Oh,
and our mom died on January 6th, and I was operated on March 28th. So I was still in shock. I was, you know, depressed and just kind of reeling from what happened. And my sister was still recovering. And, you know, so it was a very difficult, horrible time.
Well, of course, the first question that comes to my mind is whenever I hear of family members coming down with cancer, what was your environment like? Were you living under high tension wires? Were you drinking water that was polluted in some unknown way? Do you have any inkling about what was going on? It could be genetic, I suppose. What's your surmising here?
Well, that's a really good question, and you're actually far ahead of the game. Our family we're studied, and we do have the breast ovarian cancer gene.
Uh-huh.
So that obviously... is a factor, but let me tell your listeners that genetic cancers only make up 5 to 10% of cancers. That means that 90 to 95% of cancers are not caused by some genetic mutation. Now, I think in our family's case, we also had dietary factors that were passed on for generations. We also have. I grew up in the Midwest in a farming community, you know, so. I'm sure that there were pesticides, all of those types of things. So I think that when we're looking at cancer, we need to look at a multitude of factors because cancer is a very complex condition. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to write the book, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, because we lay out the different pathways that cancer can affect us and can turn our genes and can really make our genes behave differently. And you're right, environment is definitely one of them.
Well, right, and they have a whole science of this now, epigenetics, where they are saying we are not necessarily our genes, that there are ways, significant ways, that we can turn this around. Well, obviously you sound fantastic.
You know, I'm fantastic. And in March, I celebrated my 15th year of being cancer-free, and my sister... sadly, she was diagnosed again after our book came out, but she used an integrative approach. She actually brought our book into interview her oncologists and used an integrative approach. Lise was, very instrumental in her healing, and my sister is doing phenomenal. She's doing awesome. So, yeah, we're definitely thriving.
Oh, I love that. And I know people are going to want to get this book, The Definitive Guide to Cancer. They're just asking for $5 for shipping and handling. But other than that, it's absolutely free to you, Sing Beyond listeners, when you purchase 2 60-count boxes of the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. The number again, 1-866-999-3006. That number is right there on the homepage of our website. Just simply go to the calendar for today, 1-866-999-3006. I know you're going to want to get this book for yourself and for anyone you know who has had that dread diagnosis. Okay, well, now to you, Dr. Lise Altshuler. I mean, my goodness sakes, what's your story?
Well, right after we started working on the previous edition of this book, my father called me up one day, and he had just flown to California from his home in North Carolina, got off the plane. The person who met him said, "Wow, you need to go to the hospital right away. You look yellow." And long story short, turned out he was diagnosed in the emergency room with pancreatic cancer. It had already spread to his liver and his lymph nodes. And a couple of oncologists later, he found out he basically had 3 months more or less to live. And so I was put in a position, and at the time I was working at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, so I was seeing people diagnosed with the disease. I was kind of immersed as a clinician in the world of cancer, but it's a very different thing being a clinician, being a doctor, than it is being sort of a patient or the caregiver of a patient. And so my father actually was one of those people who was very open-minded. He was very interested in really doing his care integratively. And as he would call me his doctor daughter, we sort of embarked on a journey together with his illness. And he ended up really utilizing the integrative approach that we speak about in this book. And he lived a very healthy 17 months after his diagnosis. So he actually extended his lifespan quite significantly. And the most important thing to me in that time period was that he lived really well. He actually remarked to me about a year into it that he said to me one day, you know, I know I'm taking some supplements, I'm doing all these things and differently in my diet, but boy, I feel healthier now than I have in 10 years. So it was really quite a dramatic thing for me to witness.
Well, to me, it's not how long I live. It's the quality of life I have while I am living.
Absolutely. That's so, so important, particularly with a cancer like pancreatic, which is aggressive and has a very poor prognosis and tends to have a poor quality of life associated with it. So, yeah, so I learned a lot, and I thought I kind of had it buttoned up, so to speak. But then I was given another opportunity to learn this illness, actually, just in 2008, so just over about almost 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer myself, and I was fairly young, in my early 40s, and because of various characteristics of the tumor, it was considered, although it was early stage, it was considered to have some aggressive characteristics. So I, too, was able to live the experience that we talk about in the book, and I, in addition to doing surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and now I'm on hormonal treatment. I also, of course, continued my lifestyle, healthy lifestyle habits. I embarked on a different supplement regimen, and I continue to integrate these things today. And I really felt what I've been telling people about all this time, about what the impact can be in terms of how one can go through this treatment. And I always, throughout this whole time, I always felt as though I was a healthy person with breast cancer, a healthy person receiving chemotherapy. I never really identified or felt ill. I mean, of course, I had side effects occasionally and didn't feel the best every day, but I really was able to have a deep sense of wellness that has only grown since.
And, you know, neither one of you threw the baby out with the bathwater. Neither one of you overreacted. It's not like you said, I will never do this or I'll never do that. You really took a look at all of your options, but especially looked at the importance of having good mental health, good emotional health, and good physical nutrition. I'm sure you also got some exercise as much as possible, and all of that comes together in such a meaningful way. Now, we've got such a great special offering for our listeners, and we're going to go into more detail about why both of you are here, sponsored by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. But whichever one of you wants to jump in and take this one is fine. What do you think our listener is going to get by calling the 866-999-3006 number, reading your new book? I mean, it's just been revised, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, and getting this kind of jump start into the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 program.
Well, I can jump in because, first of all, that's a really generous offer. This paperback retails for $25, so to be giving it away and only charging shipping and handling is just really, it's really great, and I'd like to thank the Dr. O'Hara's Essential Formulas folks for doing that. I actually started taking that product personally several years ago, and I had the opportunity to interview Dr. O'Hara via email and do a lot of research on that product. So I really believe fully that that's one of the that I think it's the best out there. But one thing that I think people don't realize is that probiotics are becoming more and more important, specific to cancer prevention, and that's why I take it, because I'm trying to prevent a cancer recurrence. And I just want to live my life with vitality. I think in this day and age, a probiotic should be treated as if it were a multivitamin. I think it's one of those foundational things So yeah, I think that offer is wonderful. And people, when they get the book, they're going to find these wonderful charts that don't exist anyplace else. You know, chemo interaction charts that tell them, you know, what they should be avoiding or what they should be taking and how to offset side effects. And there's just a robust section on diet and exercise. We are both real big advocates of exercise, you know, during and after treatment. You know, exercise is absolutely critical. So they'll learn all about those types of things in our book.
Well, we've got to bip out for a quick break, but I'm telling you, we're going to go into more detail about why taking probiotics can be a cancer preventative. Very interesting, don't you think? I mean, we've certainly talked a lot about gastritis or ulcers, or if you have any kind of acid reflux or anything like that around taking the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, but as a cancer preventative, very interesting. So we're going to come back and flesh that out. I want to once again put out this very special offering. You're going to get a copy of the book by Carolyn Gazella and Dr. Lise Alschuler. It's called The Definitive Guide to Cancer. Now, this is a $25 value for the book alone, and you're just going to pay $5 for shipping and handling and purchase two 60-count boxes of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. And that offering is available only at this toll-free number, 866-999-3006. That's 866-999-3006. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Lisa Barnett, the Akashic Record expert, will be here on Seeing Beyond this Wednesday, July 14th, the 8 to 9 a.m. hour. I hope that you'll join us when she explains all about the Akashic Records, your soul's journey, and all its lifetimes, and how this divinely guided work can bring more abundance into your life, solve relationship issues, and even help you find your soul's purpose. And by the way, Lisa is offering for you Seeing Beyond listeners only an amazing $40 discount on her private one-on-one consultations. So call her now, 415-492-0260. That's 415-492-0260. Or go to akashicknowing.com.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
We're here today with Carolyn Gazella and Dr. Lise Alschuler, the co-authors of the best-selling book, The Definitive Guide to Cancer. I want to go into a little bit more detail about why in the world probiotics can be viewed as a cancer preventative. I mean, as I said earlier, our listeners are used to having people on talking about the benefits of, you know, preventing ulcers or getting rid of gastritis, keeping all of our bodily functions working well. But cancer prevention. That's intriguing. What do Dr. Hero's Probiotics 12 Plus, how do they help that?
You know, this really goes to a, it speaks to a larger issue of the importance, actually the criticality of good healthy digestion and detoxification. So probiotics are really important in terms of maintaining our optimal digestive function. And when we have optimal digestive function, then we break down our not only food particles, but all the other things that come in with food, bacteria and cancer-causing compounds. We can break those down more effectively. When we do that on a regular basis, then we have sort of a preventive plan in place. If we have compromise in our digestive system, including an imbalance in our healthy bacteria, then we can actually develop a little bit of leakiness in our gut, and some of those potentially cancer-causing compounds can leak through into our bloodstream. They then need to be detoxified, and if there's a lot leaking in and we're exposed to a lot, as we are in this world, then our liver can be actually overwhelmed, and that in turn, over years and years and years, can add to our carcinogenic or cancer-causing burden and ultimately result in DNA damage and tumor. So it's really important from that perspective, and that would be enough, but there's actually another component, which is that probiotics are really essential in terms of maintaining the health and balance of our immune function. And our immune system is actually a very finely tuned system that has a myriad of chemicals that go back and forth and regulate one cell to another. And the bacteria in our gut have an important role to play in that integration and regulation. And if we don't have the proper bacterial count and type in our gut, then we can actually experience a dysregulation of our immune system, which really ultimately unravels one of our primary defenses against cancer growth.
Well, that was very well put. Thank you so much for that. Dr. Altshuler, let's talk just a little bit more about this. It's so intriguing to me. I had a guest on the program one time who said that he believed that your health starts in your digestive tract, and so does disease. How do you look at that?
I would tend to agree, actually. If you think about it, the digestive system is a tube that it goes through the middle of our body, and so we're exposed to our environment really through the air we breathe, through the contact our skin has, and then through our digestive system. And it's a long track, and if you take into account all the various folds that occur within the intestine, it covers a huge surface area. So it's a really big place of exposure. So the health of that digestive system and that barrier between us and the environment really dictates quite a lot. I think most importantly, our immune system. Many of our hormonal balance and hormones are affected by our digestive health. As I mentioned, detoxification is intricately related to our digestive health, the nutrients we get into our body. So it's really critical. I would definitely consider it foundational.
All right, so Dr. Lees, let me ask you this then. So many people want to know, all right, what's the protocol here? I mean, do I take one tablet a day? Do I take one capsule a day? Do I swallow it? Do I chew it? What do you recommend for somebody who's just starting on the Dr. Hero's Probiotics 12 Plus?
Well, you know, I think actually that depends a bit on who the person is and what their particular digestive situation is. But generally speaking, then there's a bit of a continuum of opinion on this. I tend to be on the side that likes to start people slow and just start with one a day and see how that goes and then adjust depending on how they respond and what other health conditions that they may have. And I start that way simply because if you're truly dysbiotic or imbalanced and you flip that into a more eubiotic or balanced gut flora, it can actually, if you do it too quickly, it can have disruptive effects. Mm-hmm. And so I like to avoid any unnecessary inflammation. Kind of a detoxifying effect, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And were you able to take the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus even when you were doing the chemotherapy and the, I don't know if you did radiation, but any of the other more allopathic traditional treatments for cancer?
You know, probiotics are indicated all the time. I've taken probiotics for decades, and it's actually even more important during chemotherapy and radiation because there's a lot of chemotherapy disrupts the bacterial balance in our gut, as does radiation. Even radiation to a distant part of the body will or can create dysbiosis. So it's a really important way to help to maintain immune function. The only time that I don't recommend that people take it is when they have when their white blood cell count goes below normal.
Mm-hmm.
In that situation, even a healthy bacteria can actually cause problems rather than be helpful. So aside from that, though, it's pretty much indicated in almost all situations.
All right, what about pregnant women? Can pregnant women take it?
Absolutely.
Okay, and children, what age should we start giving our children or grandchildren the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus?
Well, that, you know, again, it depends a little bit on the child's history. If a child has been breastfed and was delivered vaginally and they've had a fairly healthy diet, they may not need probiotics. If they've not had a history of antibiotic use, they may actually have replete flora. And, you know, that can also be judged to some extent by whether or not they're healthy and have other issues going on.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly kids that have asthma, eczema, digestive problems would benefit from bacteria. And there, in that case, in the case of children, there are also other strains that can be helpful, too, and depending on how old they are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you for that. That is really, really vital. And, you know, it's so interesting, but I mean, usually I just swallow the capsules, but if I have a tummy ache or I feel like I've eaten something that's just not quite right, I eat out a lot, I'll actually chew up the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. And the first time, it was actually I interviewed Anne Louise Gittleman on my program, and she takes them all the time. And as she was saying, you know, if you have any kind of indigestion or tummy ache, instead of taking Tums or Rolaids, just chew up one or two of the capsules. And I thought, okay, well, if she said to do it, I'll try it. You know, I tried it, and I was amazed at how good it tastes. It kind of tastes like wheatgrass, but I love wheatgrass myself. But, you know, I didn't find it distasteful at all, and it really does have an almost immediate soothing effect. So I think that is really important.
It's also good for your gums if you chew it and let it sit on like a gingivitis-type pocket for your gums. I've done that before as well. You're right, it's got kind of a nutty flavor, and it's some people don't like it, but I like it.
Well, I like it a lot, and I'll tell you, after you do it once or twice, you will too. And it's called Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. The number to call to order it, 1-866-999-3002, 3006, that's 866-999-3006. And if you do that today, you are going to get a free copy of the book we're talking about, The Definitive Guide to Cancer. Just they asking $5 for the shipping and handling, but the book is worth $25. That's what it sells for. And so you will be able to purchase that for just the $5 plus the two 60-count boxes of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. And when I say the book is worth $25, I really mean to say it sells for that, but it's worth a lot more. So, Carolyn, talk a little bit about the process of writing this book and how you came to putting it into the form that it's in.
Well, I mean, it's a huge book, so it took a long time. We've actually have been researching this topic for a decade, and putting it together was really challenging. But fortunately, we work really well together. I think the most important thing is talking about these systems. I mean, you witnessed Dr. Altshuler's description of the digestive system and leaky gut and dysbiosis. And, well, we feel that there are five key pathways, and that's, of course, one of them. But we go into a lot of detail about hormonal balance, insulin resistance, inflammation, which is huge, and then, of course, the immune system. So I think that was really challenging to take these complex body systems and put them in language that everybody can understand, and a light bulb goes off and they say, oh, now that's why I need to eat green veggies and because it's going to reduce inflammation. And so that was really kind of the challenging part. And then creating all these charts that we had to create from scratch. But it was really a great experience. And when we did this paperback book, Dr. Altshuler had just gotten done with radiation, and I expected her to be kind of tired and not hold up to the 12, 14-hour writing days that we had because we went away for an actual writing retreat. And I'll tell you, I was so impressed. She was, like, doing exercise, Tai Bo, kickboxing in the morning. And and I was the one who was pooped by the end of the day and saying, can we quit now? Can we stop writing? But, yeah, I mean, she definitely was putting into practice what we wrote about in the book, and I could see it. So that was really exciting when we were doing this latest edition.
Well, and I've got a very special announcement for all of our San Francisco Bay Area listeners. Dr. Altshuler and Carolyn are going to be doing a health presentation at UCSF Cancer Center, and that's going to be taking place on September 30th. So if you or someone who you love has been diagnosed with cancer, or if your family has a history of cancer, you're not going to want to miss this compelling information-packed presentation of practical strategies for an integrative, which is my favorite way of looking at life, an integrated approach to the prevention, treatment, and healing from this devastating disease. So how can our listeners find out more about this event?
We'll actually, some of the details are still coming together, where it's a partner with UCSF and with the Osher Integrative Center, but we'll have details on our websites. So that was drlise.net or carolyngazella.com. So we'll have the time and which room at UCSF as it comes available, but it's definitely scheduled for Thursday the 30th.
Okay, well, that is really important information. And again, you're going to get a free copy of this fantastic book. I mean, it really is an opus by both of our guests. It's called The Definitive Guide to Cancer. It retails for $25, but you're going to get it for only $5 shipping and handling when you purchase 2 60-count boxes of Dr. Hero's Probiotics 12+. And you hear about them all the time on Seeing Beyond. We have many people I interview about the advantages of taking the Dr. Hero's Probiotics 12+. So this may be just the catalyst to get you to try them. 1-866-999-3006 is the number to call today. That is a special number for this special offering. Tell them you heard about this on Seeing Beyond. 1-866-999-3006. Of course, all this information is right there on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Just simply go to the calendar section. I've got more, so stay with us as we continue to see beyond. Lisa Barnett, the Akashic Record Expert, will be here as a guest on Seeing Beyond this Wednesday, July 14th, 8 to 9 a.m. She's going to be explaining all about the Akashic Record, your soul's journey through all its lifetimes, and how this divinely guided work can bring more abundance into your life, soul relationship issues, and even help you find your soul's purpose. Lisa is offering an amazing $40 discount on her private one-on-one consultations to you, Seeing Beyond listeners. So call now, 415-492-0260. That's 415-492-0260. Or go to akashicknowing.com.
Probiotics have been shown to be beneficial in many ways. Introducing these friendly bacteria into your intestines can make the environment unfriendly to harmful bacteria that may reside inside your body. Modern lifestyles can be very harsh on these friendly bacteria. Stress, processed foods, antibiotics, hormone replacement, and chlorinated water can all harm our intestinal balance. Loss of that balance often results in fatigue and a compromised immune response. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus normalizes the microflora in the intestinal tract, reestablishes the colon's optimum pH level, and suppresses the growth of bad bacteria while stimulating the immune system. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is unlike any other product available today. Boost your family's immune system year-round with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Welcome back. It's always so good to have you here with us. And we are talking not with one, but two guests who have both had cancer, who are cancer-free right now. One of them is a naturopathic doctor. Her name is Dr. Lise Altshuler. The other one is a publisher of health information. Her name is Carolyn Gazella, and it's so good to have both of you here with us. Well, both you have mentioned that there are many things we can do to help prevent cancer. I think that is definitely a hot topic and one people want to know more about. There are many nutritional supplements that people can take to stay healthy. If you were to choose the top three, Dr. Altshuler, what would you recommend?
Oh, you know, I always get this question. I hate this question. I'm a naturopath after all. It's hard to narrow it down to three, but yes, I can do it. Probiotics for sure would be in the top three. I think another very important one, just because it has so much good epidemiological, so these are big population studies demonstrating its preventive effects, is green tea. The issue with green tea is that a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I have my, you know, green tea, iced tea every day, but it really is an effect that's very linked to quantity. So to get the preventive effects of green tea, people need to be consuming on the order of about 6 cups or more a day. And that's just hard to do even if you like green tea. So I tend to recommend that people definitely drink it if they like it, but also find a high-quality dietary supplement that they can use to supplement their diet or their intake of green tea. And then I think another very important preventive dietary supplement is vitamin D3. Again, more and more research is demonstrating it's, you know, people with the highest levels of vitamin D in their bloodstream have the lowest risk of most major cancers, so it seems to have a lifetime kind of preventive effect.
Wow. And can you overdose on vitamin D3, or is it something that we can just take lots of?
You theoretically can overdose it. You know, it used to be, when I was in school, actually, we were taught that it was a toxic vitamin. You had to keep a dose real low, and that's changed dramatically, and the recommended daily allowance for vitamin D has gone up and up and up. You know, generally speaking, the very best thing to do is to have your vitamin D level checked, and it's a simple blood test. And then to supplement under the recommendation of a physician, and recheck your blood levels in about 3 to 4 months, so that you can try to figure out if you're at the right dose. Some people need quite a lot. We're talking about, you know, several thousand IUs a day. Other people just need a relatively small amount, which nowadays is really about 1,000 IUs a day. So it kind of varies.
Now, if we're taking the fish oil, and we're taking the vitamin D, and we're taking a good multiple vitamin and all that, but it's not getting into our system, it's not doing very much good. So I would imagine taking the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics Plus, 12 Plus, is going to help us to be able to assimilate those important nutrients.
That's true. Absolutely. It's very important to, if you're going to take and you know, invest both financially and time-wise into taking supplements. You want to make sure that you're able to break them down and to absorb them. So probiotics, like Dr. O'Hara's, is very helpful in that regard. And interestingly, green tea has a benefit that way, too. When you drink green tea, it has kind of a bitter flavor to it, and that bitter taste stimulates your digestive system and can also facilitate the absorption of some of the other supplements that you're taking.
All right. Now, why the probiotic 12 plus? Why the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic 12 plus? I mean, is it really a higher quality?
Well, you know, I actually looked at that in a lot of detail because I've tried a lot of different probiotics. What I have things that I like about that probiotic, and I think that the most important thing is the process that they use to make it. You know, the probiotic is only effective if it's viable and if it can make the trip and stick to your intestinal lining.
Right.
So the Dr. O'Hara's has, it has the 12 strains of bacteria, but then he ferments it using all of these wonderful wild fruits and seaweeds and herbs and organic crops, and that's like a three-year fermentation period. And what happens is the weaker bacteria, you know, die off, and the stronger bacteria get stronger, and then they're in this biologically active paste. And it's almost like all of these fruits and seaweeds and herbs, you know, that's like packing a lunch for your bacteria. You know, it's in the capsule, and it's going to help the bacteria stay and survive and thrive once it gets inside. So I think that that's really critical. It's not just putting bacteria in a capsule. He actually does this wonderful fermentation with these organic fruits. So that's one of the things that I like about it as well. And I think that the cultured medium that he uses, I just think that it's really a great product. But getting back to the whole issue of having your digestive system intact and taking all these vitamins if you're not absorbing anything, I think that people often forget that your diet and your lifestyle also will enhance whether or not these supplements are doing any good. So, you know, if you've got a crappy diet and you don't get any exercise or you're under stress and you're not sleeping, these nutrients aren't going to have the opportunity to be absorbed. So I think it has to be the whole package deal, and that's what's going to help the absorption of the nutrients as well.
And, of course, that was the book, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, is all about. Well, back to you, Dr. Schulender. Dr. Altshuler, we are definitely a society that is overdoing the antibiotics. I know that there are times when we absolutely must be on an antibiotic, and they have saved people's lives. But they do wreak havoc with our digestive system. So is it possible? I mean, a lot of our listeners are pretty sophisticated when it comes to nutrition. They know to take a probiotic after a treatment of antibiotics. But is it possible to take the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus while we're taking an antibiotic?
Yeah, that's a great question, and absolutely. In fact, there's some interesting research not only out of Japan but out of the UK that has demonstrated that if you take probiotics along with antibiotics, that you lose less of your healthy bacteria and you almost maintain your healthy count. If you wait until after the antibiotic course is complete and then take the probiotic, you've allowed your own good counts to drop while you're getting the antibiotic, and then you have to rebuild them, which is a much harder job. So it really makes sense to take them concurrent with the antibiotics. Now, clearly, some of those good, healthy bacteria are going to be wiped out by the antibiotic, but there's so many billions of organisms in those capsules that enough survive to really help maintain the counts in your intestinal tract, and that has pretty important significance because that will help your immune system be more active and actually work in partnership with the antibiotic to get rid of the infection.
Right. I do think that's so important. And somebody who was talking about Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 was saying that it's best to, like, take your antibiotic at a certain time of the day and then take the probiotics not with it but at a different time. Would you recommend that? A different time,
yeah.
The same day.
Yeah, actually, it should be taken not at the same time as the antibiotic. I think it's like at least 2 hours in between, preferably even 4 hours in between. And it's interesting. I've got an interesting antibiotic story. Recently, I was on a horseback ride in northern Colorado, and I was bitten by a wood tick.
Oh, dear.
And I went to this conference, and Dr. Altshuler was there, and I got really sick. And it turned out to be Rocky Mountain spotted fever. It was like a really serious...
That's really sick.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't believe it because, you know, I was around wood ticks my entire life. And so I got really sick, and they prescribed an antibiotic. The only way to get rid of this is with a potent antibiotic that's used for, like, malaria. And I had to be on it twice a day. And normally I take, a probiotic. I take the Dr. Herrera's maybe one or two a day, and but I was getting so sick from this antibiotic, and yet I couldn't stop it because it was helping the tick bite. And I noticed that when I increased my dosage and took it more frequently throughout the day, I definitely was able to tolerate the antibiotic a lot better. So it will help in certain cases when the antibiotic is definitely needed, but it's a potent antibiotic. I think it's a must to really take the probiotic and take it frequently, but just don't take it at the same time as your antibiotics.
And I do a lot of traveling, and I really appreciate the fact that these are encapsulated, they're easy to travel with, and they do not need to be refrigerated. So that helps me out a lot. Well, I so appreciate the two of you having been here today. I know you are two really busy ladies. I want to again make the announcement for our Seeing Beyond listeners who are in the San Francisco Bay Area that both Dr. Altshuler and Carolyn are going to be doing a health presentation at UCSF Cancer Center, and that's going to be taking place on September 30th. And you can find out more about that by going to their websites. And, Carolyn, would you put those URLs out for our listeners again, please?
Yes. It's Dr. Lise, that's DrLise.net, and CarolynGazella.com, CarolynGazella.com.
Well, I'm telling you, you Seeing Beyond listeners are definitely going to want to get a copy of this book. It has been highly researched. It's really an opus. It is something everybody needs in their library, something that you can refer back to over and over and over again. It retails for $25, but it's yours for just the $5 shipping and handling when you purchase two 60-count boxes of what we've been talking about this hour, the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Now, they've got a special number for you Seeing Beyond listeners to call, so note this. It's 1-866-999-3006. 866-999-3006. And, of course, if you're driving or getting ready to work and you can't jot that down, you can find it on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Just go there and click on calendar and then click on today's date, and you will see all the information you need. Ladies, what stories. I'm so glad you're both not only surviving but thriving and having written this great book, The Definitive Guide to Cancer. Thank you so much for having been our very special and really encouraging guest today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Well, I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond.